cars that start on the first try. Don't roll into the new year, drive into it. Visit 2815 West Highway 50 or call us at 343-6723 today. Clint Boyer Autoplex, where we care.
KVOE Live and Local, Good Morning Friday is here, January 30th, and glad you are too. 743 on our way to a 23-degree daytime high today. Well, a joyful praise worship fest is coming up that's a benefit for Blood Cancer United. Let's find out more. Let's go with Chuck Samples in the Roger Hartsook interview room. Chuck?
All right, and we're pleased to have with us Karen Beheimer and Sydney Beheimer as we talk about what's coming up here this upcoming weekend. Karen, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Sydney, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good. Well, Sydney, talk a little bit about this specific honor that you're really up for, being nominated as a Visionary of the Year through Blood Cancer United. How exciting is this for you to be involved with this?
Yeah, I mean, just being able to see others, like, recognize me and seeing that, you know, I want to change the world and I want to help others is just crazy. I was very happy to see that, you know, to be honored by family, friends, or people that work there.
Go ahead.
I wanted to do this, because of my Uncle Mike and because of other family friends. You know, I can't really do anything, but being able to raise money and just give awareness was something that I really wanted to do.
All right, Karen, how proud are you as a mom, but also maybe set us up as to how this all came about.
Okay. I'm very proud. Just the fact that she was nominated is a huge honor. We do have several friends that have lost their children to blood cancers, to leukemia. We've got friends right now that are their kids are currently battling leukemia. So when this was brought to her, you know, we kind of sat down and said, is this something that you want to do? And she's like, I feel like I need to. Like, this is something that I could step up and I can help out. It would be a small part.
Right. So you're not battling this yourself currently. This is basically for friends and family members that have gone through this before. When you got at least, you know, approached by this, was this something that you had to even think about? Or is it one of those things where it's like, I want to do this. The only thought process I need to figure out is what I'm going to do to help.
I wanted to do it. I knew. It was just how. I'm busy with sports. It's difficult, but I wanted to be able to, you know, change the world.
Yeah. Well, for this let's talk about the Joyful Praise Worship Fest, which is coming up the way it sounds, Sunday. Where are we going to be meeting? When are we going to be meeting? And what's going to be taking place?
Okay, we will be at 12th Avenue Baptist Church. The doors open at 5:30. It's from 6 to 8. We're bringing in a band from Wichita called Worship Invitation. Initiative, sorry. And we're just going to be worshiping and, you know, hoping that we can, you know, bring awareness.
Absolutely. Karen, how has the organization on this gone from your perspective and getting everything ready to go here for Sunday?
It's gone good as far as the organization supporting us. They have been great, constantly in touch with us, making sure that we have everything we need. We have some awesome sponsors from in town that helped make this happen because it does cost bringing in the band. We have, I don't want to step on our toes, we have a worship-led painter. So she is going to paint during the worship. She doesn't know what she's going to paint, but I don't know if people may have seen this on out on social media, but it's really cool. You don't know what she's going to paint, but she's had these paintings go for, you know, thousands of dollars. So she's very talented. So we've got some entertainment along with the worship. Mm-hmm. There will be a concession stand there, but we've had a lot of support from friends and family and businesses here in town.
So. That's awesome. So again, this is going to be Sunday, doors opening 5:30 with the music and everything associated, 6 to 8 p.m. at 12th Avenue Baptist Church. Sydney, talk a little bit about the mission remission theme. I mean, you're both wearing the t-shirts. It sounds like social media. This is kind of the push here. So talk a little bit about that.
Our mission is remission. we know that the mission is possible, and we just want to make it happen, and we want to see others joining in.
Talk about, you know, friends and family. You mentioned here you wanted to do this to honor them, kind of put their, you know, their struggles and their tribulations in the limelight to a degree, and kind of walk alongside with them with your efforts. What have you seen? You know, what have, as far as your family and friends, what they've had to go through and some of the emotional roller coasters that come with being involved with a blood cancer?
I mean, it's hard for them to ask for something, you know, like they don't really know what to do. And, you know, I can't really help.
Yeah, we feel like we buy a lot of shirts to support people going through this stuff. And I have so many shirts. I have too many shirts in my closet that say, you know, it's something for somebody for cancer. And we will buy all the shirts. We will support however we can. We donate to our friends and family that are experiencing this, but we need more. And so that's where she felt like she needed to step up. Like if I can bring more awareness, if I can raise some money for an organization that can help find a cure, I will do that.
That's outstanding. Well, I really appreciate you taking this on. So when do you know that you're going to be one of the spokespeople here for the year for Blood Cancer United? Or do you know when you'll know when you're going to be picked as a finalist or not?
The grand finale, which is where everyone would be, is March 7th.
March 7th,
and that's the deadline for all donations.
Okay, and I'm assuming after this you've got at least one more fundraiser coming, or at least some fundraisers that are in the works, making for a pretty busy February?
Yes, it's in the making. We need to get some final details on things, but yeah, hoping.
Well, I tell you what, please come back and let us know once you get things scheduled. Ladies, anything else that you wanted to add here before we wrap things up and kind of remind folks as to what's taking place Sunday?
I would first say just follow us on Facebook and Instagram. It's under Mission Remission. Sorry.
That's all right. Sometimes timing is everything. That's right.
Sorry. Facebook and Instagram, which is Mission:Remission space 2026. So you can find us there. And again, we want to thank our sponsors for making this happen for this weekend. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in case people want to donate, maybe they can attend Sunday, maybe they can't. How do they do that? How do they help you out?
You can go to our Facebook or Instagram. We have a QR code and link. Anything will help.
Anything will help. Well, ladies, thanks so much. Best of luck here and good luck here, you know, as far as, you know, being a chance to be a visionary of the year with the work that you're doing. Really appreciate you joining us here this morning. Thanks much.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Again, Karen and Sydney Beheimer joining us again with Sydney up for possibly being a visionary of the year for Blood Cancer United. Please attend the Joyful Praise Worship Fest coming up Sunday at 12th Avenue Baptist Church. The doors open at 5:30. There is a $10 suggested donation at the door with concessions and other activities starting up at 6 p.m.
KVOE Live and Uncle, thank you all. Keep up the great work. 751, good morning.
Have you ever intentionally tried to hit a deer at night while driving home from Grandma's house? How about purposely backed into a shopping cart at the grocery store?